This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO begins a summit Tuesday in Washington with support for Ukraine's battle against Russia's invasion topping the agenda. NATO leaders are expected to finalize a plan to bring what are now individual national efforts to aid Ukraine's military into a NATO-coordinated program to supply Ukrainian forces. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is set to address a meeting of defense industry leaders and officials from NATO member states, with discussions including how to boost defense production as the war in Ukraine goes on. Stoltenberg, in Washington Monday for meetings at the Pentagon ahead of the summit, also noted the meeting will mark the 75th anniversary of the alliance.
We will celebrate our alliance this week, the 75th anniversary, but we will also make decisions for the future on deterrence and defense, ensuring that we have the forces, the readiness, the capabilities we need to continue to deter any aggressor, and also ensure that allies continue to carry their fair share of the burden.
Ukraine declared a day of mourning Tuesday, and the United Nations Security Council set to hold an emergency meeting following a barrage of Russian missiles that killed at least 37 people and injured more than 170 others. Among the targets hit in the multi-city attack Monday was a children's hospital in Kyiv, part of a daytime series of strikes that Mayor Vitaly Klitschko described as one of the largest in Kyiv of the war. Moscow has repeatedly denied targeting civilians and civilian infrastructure. However, its attacks have killed thousands of civilians since it launched its full-scale invasion in February 2022. Cornell University political science professor emeritus Matthew Evangelista told VOA's International Edition, attacking a civilian hospital is a violation of one of the oldest rules of war.
The first Geneva Conventions were adopted in 1864, and they were intended, among other things, to protect medical personnel.
This is VOA News. As these ceasefire talks continue in Gaza, Israeli forces Tuesday pushed deeper into Gaza City. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
While Israeli forces advanced deeper into the Gaza Strip's largest city in pursuit of militants who've regrouped there, Hamas warns the latest raids and displacement in the city could lead to the collapse of long-running negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage release. The incursion comes after Israel and Hamas appeared to draw closer to bridging gaps in negotiations. Israeli troops are again battling militants in areas that the army said had been largely cleared months ago in northern Gaza. The military ordered evacuations ahead of these raids, but Palestinians say nowhere feels safe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a report unsealed Monday by the Brazilian Supreme Court, Brazil's federal police force allege former President Jair Bolsonaro embezzled jewelry worth about $1.2 million during his time in office. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Bolsonaro was indicted last week, charged with embezzlement, asset laundering, and criminal association in connection with luxury jewelry. He has not commented on the indictment, but has previously denied any wrongdoing involving the jewelry. The investigation adds pressure to the far-right leader, who governed in 2019 through 2022, before losing his re-election bid to Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. He has already lost his political rights until the year 2030. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid a wreath in Moscow at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier near the Kremlin Tuesday during his first visit to Russia since troops were sent into Ukraine. He previously met Russia's President Vladimir Putin Monday at the start of his two-day trip. Modi last traveled to Russia in 2019, where he attended a forum in the far eastern port of Vladivostok and met with Putin. The remnants of what was Hurricane Beryl is now a tropical depression moving northward across the central United States, where it is bringing heavy rains and spawning tornadoes. In Texas, where it came ashore Monday as a hurricane, they are assessing the damage, as AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Electricity is starting to return to the homes and businesses that lost power during Hurricane Beryl on Monday. Houston resident Betty Cole tells KTRK she's one of more than 2.7 million customers who initially lost power. Beryl weakened to a tropical depression from a hurricane later Monday, but not before killing several people in Texas and at least one person in Louisiana. Houston resident Sergio Sanchez says he's thankful his home sustained just minimal damage. Beryl is threatening to unleash harsh weather over several more states in the coming days. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.